we all go, a committee or whoever will go, who would like to go. And they visit our Sunday school classes, and we visit theirs. They try to visit a lot of our ministries because they really want to know how we fellowship. And they want to see our methods and see how it reaches, how they can reach us. And so in turns, we figured, okay, if you want to do that, we want to see what you're doing. Right. We want to learn from you too. Because we know they're really seeking members, you know, but not necessarily our members, but for those that come into Roswell. Mm-hmm. They want to be prepared just in case. And I think it has helped because I've noticed more and more there are black families popping up in the Presbyterian Church. And these people have been Presbyterians in other places. And now they have a home to go to as far as, you know, in their own denomination. Mm-hmm. But before, Roswell was just, as far as blacks was concerned, Baptist. That was it. That was the only place you could go. In fact, we didn't even have a Pentecostal. But I think there are several Pentecostal churches in the area now. But when I was growing up, there was no Pentecostal church here. But that's so where it is, and things have improved. Educational-wise, yes. Our pastor is one who tries to keep politics out of the church. Okay. He'll throw out a hint that, you know, make a wise decision when you vote. But vote. And I think the most interesting ministry in our church now is our mission, because it is widespread. Not only, and that was one of my dreams. I had to go to the hospital to come up with a dream, though.
Really?
I'd been in a lot of stress. Oh, my whole life it's been stress. But while I was in the hospital, and they were trying to figure out why I had had what they thought was a heart attack, I told them, no, I did not. Then it came to me that God had put me in the hospital so that he could talk to me. I'm never really that still. Hey, I'm going to sit you down so that I can really commune with you. So we had been doing missions through our conventions and associations, but as a child, I was somewhat of a rebel. We were giving our mission money to missions. Then we would send so much of that money to state mission, now local mission first, and then from local mission to state missions to national. And by the time that $100 got to national, it was reduced to 10, because, you know, each sharing, you know, expensive for this, expenses for that, expensive for that. I was just saying 100, that was a small amount. But I always felt that foreign mission, and we're supposed to be a missionary Baptist church, missions should be mission. And each